All right, shut your hands out to Apostle Russ and Maeve, and we just want to release your word to their heart tonight. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for this team, God, that you have brought together for such a time as this in the earth. Father, that you've purposed destiny, Lord, that you've woven them together. Father, it's a great tapestry in this nation and in the nations of the earth. And Father, we release your word now, Father, for 2015. Father, that which you're speaking and saying, decreeing and declaring in Jesus' name. For the Lord would say, son, the enemy would have had a plan and would have said, I'll give him my best shot and take out the vision that would be within his heart. But the Lord would say that I have decreed and declared that it shall not be so, says the Lord. And the Lord would say that now there shall be a new anointing and a new dominion with resurrection life as never before, says the Lord. And the Lord would say you'll see it with signs and wonders and miracles. The Lord would say you'll see those that have been pronounced dead come back alive. As you lay hands on them, says God. For the Lord would say that I'm giving you a new anointing in that realm. And the Lord would say that even as there would have been those that ran to the tomb to see what had happened to the body of Jesus, and there was nothing there, the Lord would say, no, that I've empowered you. And even as an enemy would have tried to come, there's nothing there that he shall find place with, says God. And so the Lord would say that I'm going to fill your hands with much over this next season, says God. And the Lord would say that some of the vision that has not yet manifested in the natural, the Lord would say that I'm blowing a wind of acceleration on that portion tonight, says God. And the Lord would say there will be those angels that will be the winds that begin to even inflate the dome in a way that's different than ever before, says the Lord. And so the Lord would say, I'm causing there to be a wave now that shall become even seen in the natural realm. But the Lord would say it'll be even like the cloud the size of a man's hand at first. But the Lord would say time after time again, it will begin to manifest over and over. And the Lord would say that there shall even then become the torrential rains that shall come of my spirit and of my anointing that shall come upon you and even this location, says the Lord. And the Lord would say, daughter, even as that begins to happen and even as the inflation of the dome begins, the Lord would say that'll be even the key of the timing for the vision that I've put within your heart as well, says the Lord. And the Lord would say that as you've prayed over it, as you've birthed it, as you've even tried to manifest it in a small scale, the Lord would say that shall accelerate as well. And the Lord would say the community activities and events, the Lord would say you're going to become well known in this community as a resource in this land, says God. And the Lord would say even as you've been looked on a little differently by those that are local here, the Lord would say that there will be a wind of change that shall sweep over their mind, says God. And the Lord says that they're going to see you different, and the Lord would say they're going to even begin to pour into you as well, says the Lord. For the Lord would say that there are funds in this land that you haven't seen yet, nor have you seen the people that have them. But the Lord would say that I'm going to send angels on assignment to stir their hearts and to cause them to even rally for a cause. For the Lord would say that even as now you begin to manifest the vision, the Lord would say that I'll cause eyes to see the vision in a way that they never have before and begin to sow into it and see it happen, says God.
And the Lord says, son and daughter, this is a season of fulfillment for you, says the Lord. The Lord says, even those things that you've kind of laid even by the wayside for a season of time, because you said, Lord, we just have to run, even just to keep up with what's happening and what's going on. And we want to even implement even vision, but we haven't been able to fully implement because we've been even just taking care of it all, says God. The Lord says, know that you've had those that you've even delegated even things to, but the Lord says, there's the increase has come so that you sometimes feel like you just can't can't even keep up with it, says the Lord. But the Lord says, my grace is even upon you, and it's a new season of fulfillment for you, says the Lord. But there's also even a new season of delegation, says God. The Lord says, I've raised up those that you're going to be able to delegate to, because the Lord says, know that there is even some strategic travel that I have for you, even in the days to come, and especially even over these next few years. The Lord says, even this next year, there are going to be even some new things I'm going to begin to do. And the Lord says, yes, there are going to be those times of travel, but there's also going to even be times, even within the land, even within this nation, says God, there are going to be even some strategic travel within this nation, says the Lord, that I'm going to cause even to come about for you. And the Lord says that I will have need of you, even in some different areas and even different arenas. The Lord says, I'm even breaking open, even to the west, even in a greater way, says God. And the Lord says, even son and daughter, there have even been those that you, that it's been good for you, even in the north, and it's been good for you, even in the east, and even in the south. But the Lord says, the west, the central and west have not even yet broken open. But the Lord says, I'm causing even a new breaker, anointing even to come forth, even in this season. And the Lord says, I'm breaking through even to the west, even so I'm going to begin to establish some things even for you, says the Lord, and even through you. So the Lord says, even get ready, because I'm going to cause even some unique, I'm going to cause some even unique relationships even to come about, says God. And the Lord says, they're going to even call upon you. And the Lord says, you're going to be busy even out west, even then busier than ever before. And the Lord says, even this new coalition, the Lord says, even as you begin even to get it off the ground, the Lord says, I'm going to have need of you even to even stay put even for a season, says God. And the Lord says, I'm going to cause you even to be those ones of stability, even stabilizers even for a while. But the Lord says, I'm going to cause there to even to be some new delegation, because you're going to need to even to release some things. Because as I bring increase to you and I take you to that new level, the Lord says, I'm bringing everybody up. This is a season I'm going to bring everybody up, even to that next level, says God. And the Lord says, because you've been willing to train others, you've been willing even to impart and reproduce yourself, it's time, the Lord says, even for your promotion. It's time even for that increase that I've even promised to you, says God. And the Lord says, even son and daughter, you didn't even ask for it, but the Lord says, I'm going to give you your due. The Lord says, that which is even due you in this season, you haven't said to me, oh Lord, I want that which belongs to me, and I want even notoriety, and I want even to be visible. But the Lord says, no, even son and daughter, you've been visible even to a measure. But the Lord says, there's a new season of visibility, says God. There's a new season even of recognition that I'm going to even begin to bring to you, not even because you've asked for it, and it's not even just to honor you, says God, although there will be honor that will come with it. The Lord says, it's not even about you, it's about me, because I know that I can trust you with it. I know that I can trust you in this season, says the Lord, to give me the glory. And the Lord says, no, even son and daughter, is that new season of notoriety, is that new season of even coming even out of that hidden place, says God, and that new season of visibility comes forth. The Lord says, I am going to cause the finances even to come. I'm going to cause even a great influx of finances even to come, even to be able to fulfill even the vision, says God. It's a new season of fulfillment. Those things that you kind of laid on the shelf for a season, you said, we'll get to them later. The Lord says, it's not later. The time is even at hand that I'm going to begin to resurrect those things. I'm going to cause them to rise up in you. And those things that you kind of said, well, Lord, there for just later on down the road, or maybe just when we get to them. The Lord says, no, now is the season. I'm going to bring those things to fruition. I'm going to bring those things even to fulfillment, says God. And the Lord says, daughter, even the way the enemy would have even tried to war with you even in this last season, the Lord says, know that even that time is over, and it's especially going to be a season of fulfillment for you, says God. And the Lord says, daughter, where even that you've had to even press your way in and battle, the Lord says, you have been like that battle axe in the realm of the Spirit, says God. You've been like that battering ram, battering against even the powers of darkness, says the Lord. And you've even taken the intercessory team, and you've pressed, and you've pressed, and you've pressed, and you've warred, and you've battled, and you've battled. You take that axe, and you've just battle through, says God, like that pioneer breaking through the brush, says God, even just to blaze that trail. And the Lord says, know that you've been faithful to stand alongside your husband, to be that trailblazer, and even to blaze a trail for many women, says the Lord. And the Lord says, you've done it even within this nation. And the Lord says, daughter, when you didn't really even want to, sometimes you rose up and did it anyway, says God. And when you would have preferred even to be home with your grandkids, the Lord says, you went out and about and you did it. And the Lord says, you blazed that trail. But the Lord says, daughter, know there's much for you even yet to do, but I'm going to begin to bring forth that which is even that Rachel to you, that which is even that delight to your heart, that which is even the joy to your heart, says the Lord, for you to begin to implement those things. And the Lord says, I'm going to cause that fulfillment to begin to happen. And the Lord says, daughter, even I've given you that voice. I've given you that ability to teach and even to train and to activate others, not only just in the prophetic and apostolic and not just in teaching, but the Lord says, daughter, I've caused you to just impart that anointing of the psalmist, the anointing of the song of the Lord, the anointing even of worship, says God. And the Lord says, anointing even of the arts and drama. And the Lord says, daughter, I'm going to cause you to fulfill it in this season, says the Lord. And I'm going to cause you to delegate it to others. But the Lord says, that which is a joy and a fulfillment to you, I'm going to cause even to come about. And the Lord says, daughter, I'm also going to cause there to even be those times with the grandchildren. You said, Lord, sometimes I just want to just sit back and just, can I just have them around me? Can I just be at home a little bit? Can I just rest a while? And the Lord says, no, even son and daughter, I'm going to cause some strategic times of rest even this year. And the Lord says, it's not going to be about wisdom, although I want you to be wise. The Lord says, I am just going to cause you even to just to draw aside, not just for vision, not just for me to impart vision to you, and not just to seek my face, but the Lord says even to enjoy family, because this is a season that I'm bringing restoration to your family, says God. And even as I'm bringing that family restoration, the Lord says, I'm going to cause you to have some strategic times just to enjoy it, just to enjoy your children and your grandchildren. And the Lord says, just to enjoy life, because the Lord says, even what the enemy meant for harm in this last season, I've turned it around for good. And the Lord says, know that I've even caused there even to be some healing that I've done even within your family. And the Lord says, know that there those that would have even hardened their hearts against me, they would have even hardened their hearts against you even this last season. The Lord says, I've softened their hearts and I've turned their hearts to me and I've turned their hearts to you, says God, as I surely said that I would. And the Lord says, know that I'm going to cause there to be those strategic times that I'm just going to cause you to know that I have restored relationship with me and I've restored relationship even with you. And it's going to be a time of pouring in. It's going to be a time of impartation. And son, especially for you where they wouldn't have received it in past years and days, they're going to receive it now. The Lord says they're going to receive from you now, says God. And the Lord says where they would have hardened their hearts, the Lord says now's the time. I've softened their hearts and I'm going to cause them to receive that Father's love. But not only that, but the Lord says that calling, there's a generational call upon your children. And the Lord says I'm going to cause them even to rise up and begin to walk in it and begin to taste it. And you're going to see that the seedlings begin to come forth in this season of all that you planted, says God. You felt like it was in vain and maybe even it was for nothing. You knew in the eyes of faith it wasn't, but sometimes in your mind you said, God, I don't even see how this crop will even come about, how it'll even come forth. But the Lord says, I'm bringing it forth in this season. So the Lord says, rejoice in me. So when they want to come around, when they want to come over, I'm going to make that time. I'm going to make that time. I'm making you available for that, because the Lord says it's strategic for my kingdom and that generational blessing and that which I am doing for them. The Lord says it's not even just about you, but it's what I am making you available to release to them, because there's some things that you almost like you would have regretted and you would have said, I wish I could have done it. I wish I could have done it different. But the Lord says, no, there's a new grace and there's going to be even a new way that I'm going to make all things new. I'm going to cause it to happen. I'm going to cause it to come about. Amen. Hallelujah.